Handling a hazardous materials incident. Handling a hazardous materials incident is a critical task that requires a well-coordinated response to protect public safety, minimize environmental damage, and mitigate health risks. Here are the general steps to handle a hazardous materials incident. Assess the situation. Evaluate the scope and severity of the incident. Determine the type of hazardous material involved and its potential risks. Safety first. Prioritize safety for yourself and others. If it's safe to do so, move to a safe distance from the hazardous materials. Alert authorities. Immediately contact emergency services, such as 911 or the appropriate hazardous materials response agency. To report the incident, isolate the area. Establish a safe perimeter to prevent unauthorized access to the incident site. Evacuate people from the immediate danger zone. Identify the material. Determine the identity of the hazardous material involved, if possible. Consult shipping documents, labels, placards, or any available information. Contain the spill. If safe and within your capabilities, attempt to contain the spill by turning off leaking valves, closing container lids, or using containment equipment such as absorbent materials or containment booms. Prevent further releases. Take measures to prevent additional hazardous material releases. This may include securing damaged containers or valves or using emergency shutoff procedures. Protect yourself. Wear appropriate personal protective equipment, PPE, as required by the Material Safety Data Sheet, SDS, and follow established procedures for handling hazardous materials. Evacuate and rescue. Ensure the safe evacuation of all personnel from the incident site. If necessary, initiate rescue operations for individuals in immediate danger. Emergency decontamination. If contact with the hazardous material has occurred, perform emergency decontamination procedures, such as removing contaminated clothing and washing affected areas with water. Control ignition sources. Prevent potential ignition sources, such as open flames, sparks, or electrical equipment, from coming into contact with the hazardous materials. Communicate and coordinate. Maintain open communication with emergency services, first responders, and any relevant authorities. Provide them with detailed information about the incident. Emergency response plan. Implement your organization's or facility's emergency response plan, which should include protocols for hazardous materials incidents. Public notification. Inform the public and nearby businesses or residents as needed to ensure their safety. Follow local regulations for public notification. Environmental protection. Implement measures to minimize environmental damage, such as containing spills and preventing hazardous materials from entering waterways or sewers. Decontamination procedures. Establish decontamination procedures for responders, emergency personnel, and potentially contaminated equipment. Recovery and cleanup. Once the incident is under control, begin the recovery and cleanup process, which may involve transferring the remaining hazardous materials to safe containers and properly disposing of contaminated materials. Investigation and documentation. Conduct a thorough investigation to determine the cause of the incident. Document all actions taken, observations, and communication records. After-action review. Conduct an after-action review to evaluate the response and identify areas for improvement in handling hazardous materials incidents. It is crucial to be well prepared for handling hazardous materials incidents, including having trained personnel, proper equipment, and access to safety data sheets or SDS for the hazardous materials involved. Following established protocols, maintaining clear communication, and prioritizing safety are essential elements in managing these challenging situations.